Good morning, church.
Morning.
It is so good to be back with you. We've missed 2 weeks in a row, and that's very unusual for me. It was hard to be gone. Matt, thanks for filling in for me while I was gone. I appreciate all you did for me, for the church. It's hard to be away from the family here, and I would like to put a plug in for Sunday school before I get started this morning. It was just so good to be back in Sunday school this morning. This is my first time back since we started back to Sunday school, and there was 11 of us in there today. So it's growing, getting bigger already. And so if you can get up and come to Sunday school, it's just a good time as family. It's time we pray together, share together in the Word, and so if you can do that, I would love to have all of you join us for Sunday school. If we have to do it out here, we'll do that if we get too big for the conference room. But it's just a pleasant time, a good time together. The Lord has put on my heart to, I titled the lesson today, His Divine Ways. I've been just looking at some of the ways that the Father takes care of us and does things for us. And what do we do when we're crying out to God and it seems like He's not hearing? It seems like He's not listening. You know, we've talked about this before. We've talked about it different times, maybe in Sunday school or preached about it. And we're talking about it again today. And what does it feel like when you're crying out to God? You've got something on your heart that you really need, and you go week after week, the same thing, and you don't get an answer. You can't seem to find an answer. We're going to start in Psalm 77 today and look at what the psalmist. This is what was happening in Psalm 77, and the psalmist was crying out to God. And then towards the end of the psalm, he realized how important God was to him, and talked about in Psalm 77 about the ways of God. And then so I got to looking through Scripture, and I actually have written down 8 different ways that God does things for us, and his ways are just how they're above our ways. They're different than ours. We want to look at those. So if you would, let's pray together, and then we'll get into the lesson today. Father, I thank you this morning for who you are, that you love us, you care for us, that you want what's best for us. And Lord, if there's someone this morning that's crying out to you and they can't hear you, Father, then I ask that you'll just let them hear your voice this morning, Father, that you'll speak to them. Lord, if they need healing, then, Father, touch them. Heal their bodies, heal their minds. Lord, whatever it is that we need this morning, Father, I ask, Father, that you'll meet that need, that you'll just be the loving Father that you always are. Father, that we'll be able to feel your presence this morning. Lord, I pray that I'll not get in your way, but that I'll allow you to move and do what you want to do here in the body of Christ this morning. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, Psalm 77. We're going to actually begin in verse 1. Psalm 77. This is a psalm by, says it's for Jeduthun, and it's a psalm of Asaph. Asaph was one of the musicians, I believe, back in the church there in the Old Testament. And he says in verse 1, I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered you, O God, and I groaned. I mused, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart mused and my spirit inquired, will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? Then I thought, to this I will appeal, the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord, yes. I will remember your miracles of long ago. And we can all think back to the goodness of God, the miracles of God. Even though we're going through a dry patch, we can think back to the things he has done in our lives, the things that that have blessed us, that he has done in our lives. And that's what the psalmist did here. He was having a pity party at first, feeling sorry for himself and what he was going through, that he couldn't hear God, he couldn't feel God. And then he said, I started remembering who God is, what he's done. And then in verse 12, he says, I will meditate on your works and consider your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. Your ways are holy. What God is so great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people and the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. And then he goes on with some other things there. I'm not going to read it all, but you can read it in your spare time this afternoon or whenever you have time this week. Just read the rest of Psalm 77. It's just a good psalm to have. But he talked about his ways are holy. And what does it mean to have a holy God? I actually went to my dictionary for that, and it says in the dictionary that holy is spiritually perfect or pure. So I realized then that I don't fall into that holiness yet. You know, we sing that one song, holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. And I looked at that. What that means there, and I don't fit into that, but God does. He is perfect, pure, untainted by evil or sin. You know, Jesus came and walked the earth 33 years, didn't sin. And I thought, wow, he does fit that he's a holy God. He's a holy God. And then the second part of it says it's deserving deep respect, awe, reverence, or adoration. So being holy, he deserves our respect and our awe. That's why verses in the Word talk about the fear of the Lord, fearing God, it's revering him or being reverent to him, coming before him in worship and knowing who God is. And I think this morning that's what he wants us to understand is who he is. He does so much for us that we don't even understand. And this week we were working on a dock down at Candlewood, and there's 47 steps from the top to the bottom. It's a lakefront, so it's on a big steep hill. And Jesse and Chloe and I were working there, and by the time you go down and come back up, you're worn out. First thing in the morning, and I still had to do it all day long. I told Jess I'm too old for this kind of work. And so we got clear to the top. Okay, what we're doing is taking all the old boards off, replacing them with new boards. And so using the composite, which is twice as heavy as the boards were taken off, so carrying them down and carry a load back up. So we were trying to let Chloe do most of our carrying. She wasn't liking it very well at all. So I don't like this part. So we had to do the dock after we got up. The top done last week while Chloe was gone, and then went down to do the dock this week, which is another 40 yards from the bottom of the last step. So we got to wondering, well, how can we get all of this material down to the dock and back up? And we were thinking about it, and Jesse and I were talking, and one of us mentioned, why don't we call Andy and see if we can use his four-wheeler. He had a four-wheeler sitting there in the garage, and there wasn't a key in it, so he gets on the phone and calls, sure, just use it, or they had a golf cart, and I thought, well, we put that much weight on the back of the golf cart, we're going to be pulling wheelies going downhill, so we better not do that. So we actually then were able to load stuff on, and it was just that God showed us a way that we didn't have to wear ourselves out at the bottom of this hill, and I thought that was awesome. And that's the kind of things he does, because he's a holy God. Let's go now to, just back up a little bit to Psalms 18. And these verses talk about him being perfect. 18, let's begin in verse 30. Chapter 18 of Psalms. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. Who else could make our way perfect besides the Lord? He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You give me your shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great. You broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles do not turn. Thank you, Lord, for a level path. A wide path. He makes our way easier, guys, just daily. If we'll pay attention to how your day goes, how things are in your life, God prepares the way ahead of us as we allow him to do that, as we pay attention to what he's doing. Now, if you would, just flip on over to Psalms 145. There's so much in the Psalms about God and who he is, what he does. There's a lot of Psalms that are just my favorite passages. Psalms 23 is one of my favorite, and I'm not going to use it today. But Psalms 145, beginning at verse 17, says, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways." Righteous in all his ways. So his ways are right. And he is loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. So if he's near to everybody that calls on him, why sometimes don't we hear, don't we feel his presence? Possibly we have moved. But it says he's always near to those who call on him. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. So the Lord is righteous in all his ways, and according to that verse, we're to spend some time in praise. And I would venture to say that we need to spend time every day in praise to the Father. If you don't have a worship time by yourself, make one. This is the week to start, because it's so important. As I've told you before, the armies had a praise team that went out ahead of them. And that's what defeated the enemy. And that will defeat the enemy in our lives. If we'll start our day with praise, with worship to the Father. You know, as you look at the Lord's Prayer, it begins with, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name." Even that, saying this, that little bit, is a good way to start your day. You're showing that you reverence the Lord, that we're in awe of who He is and what He is, what He does. Because it's so important that we learn to praise Him and to worship Him. Isaiah 55. Next, we're just going to go keep turning to the right and going through. I tried to put them in order so we're not flopping back and forth all day. So we just turn now over to Isaiah 55. And we're going to look at verses 8 and 9 of Isaiah 55. And these are the verses that talk about His ways being higher than ours. Verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." There's some more good verses following those, so if you would take some time to read on there later on today as well. But His ways are higher than ours. As humans, we don't really understand the ways of the Father. But He wants us to. He wants us to understand His ways, to learn to trust Him, to depend on Him. And it's just hard for our little human minds to understand how much higher, how much better our Father is. On over in Daniel, chapter 4. This is, we're going to look at verse 37. But this is where Nebuchadnezzar had his dream about the tree, and about that he was going to just kind of go wild. Let's just look at verse 27 and following before we just go to 28. Verse 28 says that all this happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. 12 months later, as the king was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon, he said, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?" What a thing to say, huh? A lot of pride going on here. And says the words were still on his lips when a voice came from heaven, "This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you. You will be driven away from people. You will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like cattle. 7 times will pass by before you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone He wishes." Immediately, what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled. You remember in the Old Testament, a lot of times things were prophesied. It didn't happen until quite a bit of time later. But because of Nebuchadnezzar's pride, because he was so prideful, it happened right away. So it says, immediately, what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled. He was driven away from people. He ate grass like cattle. His body was drenched with the dew of heaven until his hair grew like the feathers of an eagle and his nails like the claws of a bird. And at the end of that time, it says, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven. My sanity was returned or restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honored and glorified Him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures generation to generation. All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as He pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back His hand or say to Him, what have you done? At the same time that my sanity was restored, my honor and splendor were returned to me for the glory of my kingdom. My advisors and nobles sought me out, and I was restored to my throne and became even greater than before. And now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of Heaven, because everything He does is right, and all His ways are just. Hallelujah. So King Nebuchadnezzar went from being prideful to complete humility. He was humbled by the Father. And we're not going to do a message on humility this morning. But just know that it's not smart for us to be prideful. We need to be humble in heart. And it took God humilifying, bringing him down to humility for him to realize that God was powerful and sovereign, and that all His ways are right and just. Habakkuk 3, I'm going to begin with verse 1 in chapter 3 of, is it Habakkuk or Habakkuk? Habakkuk. Sometimes I don't pronounce things right. I don't have that pronunciation book like Matt does. And in these verses, it talks about His ways are eternal. So He doesn't change. He'll be that way always, and we can count on it. And this is a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet on Shinoineth, something like that. It says, Lord, I have heard your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and His praise filled the earth. Splendor was like the sunrise. Rays flashed from His hand, where His power was hidden. Plague went before Him. Pestilence followed His steps. He stood and shook the earth. He looked and made the nations tremble. The ancient mountains crumbled and the age-old hills collapsed. His ways are eternal. So we can count on Him. Not giving up, not changing His ways, He's no different today than He was when He started. And He's not going to change after I'm gone and you guys are still going on. He's not going to change. God remains the same eternally. Now we're going to the New Testament, to Romans chapter 11. Chapter 11, beginning with verse 33. And this is actually a doxology, and I don't know if you know what as in the Mennonite church, a lot of times the doxology was used at the end of the service. The pastor would use one or another of these doxologies. It's an ending to, for us, it was an ending to one of our worship services. And this says, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom of God, or the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable His judgments, and and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. So I wrote on this one that his ways are wise and knowing. You know, often we read in scriptures that we're to seek wisdom, try to find it, even buy it if you can. Spend all you have on wisdom, because wisdom is so important for us. And our Father is wise and knowing. He understands us. He made us. He knows who we are. He knows where we are. And he loves us with all of his wisdom. And then today we're going to finish up in Revelation chapter 15. So just go clear to the end of your Bibles and turn back a couple pages. Revelation 15 and verse 3 says, I wrote the right one. Yes, I did. I got to start in verse 2 because that's where the sentence starts. They held harps given them by God and sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. It says, great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways. His ways are true. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, and your righteous acts will be revealed. So great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways. So the 8 different things that I found, first of all, his ways are holy. His ways are perfect. They're righteous. They're higher than our ways. They are just, eternal, wise and knowing, and true. And as I was amazed that I was doing my dailies to this morning, and in this little devotional of mine, this thing just fit so perfectly for an ending today that I have to read it. It says, approach each new day with desire to find me. Before you get out of bed, I have already been working to prepare the path that will get you through today. There are hidden treasures strategically placed along the way. Some of those are trials. Some of our treasures are trials, but like it says, they're strategically placed for our benefit. I know from experience that trials have brought me closer to the Father. I've learned to trust Him through trials. I've learned that He's trustworthy. So some of the treasures, it says, are trials designed to shake you free from earth's shackles. Others are blessings that reveal my presence. Sunshine, flowers, birds, friendships. Friendships are awesome, aren't they? Answered prayer. I rejoice in a lot of those this week. I keep my prayer journal. I thank you guys for getting me that little prayer journal that you got us. I think it was last Father's Day. Maybe something else. Anyway, all of us leaders got one, and I've been using mine, and I've got so many of them that I've already been scratched because God answered them. So just know that when you've got something going on and you let me know, I do put that in my journal and I pray for you daily. And it's just been neat to watch God answer those this week even. It's been such a blessing. I have not abandoned the sin-racked world. I am still richly present in it. Search for deep treasure as you go through this day. You will find me along the way. So God is there for us. He wants what's best for us. He loves us. And just know that as you start your day with Him, you'll end it on a good way. Because He's walking the path with you. He started before you got up, preparing the way for your day. So, as the praise team comes, we'll close up shop today. If any of you need prayer for anything at all, we'd love to pray with you. And if you have praise, we'd love to hear that as well. So, come and we'll pray with you as we close our service today. If any of you have never accepted the Lord, I don't see anybody that fits that, but if you have never accepted the Lord and you'd like to do that this morning, we'll give opportunity for that as well, because we want more than anything for all of you to be saved and ready to spend eternity with the Father. Your name to come.
We've created, a group of students came together and we formed a CYG, which is a community youth group. And we had one big event and it went really well last year. And then with everything that happened, we had to postpone it. But we have started up again and we are throwing a big community event. It will be at the Mount Gilead pool in that baseball field right there. So it's a grassroots spring fest and it will be Saturday, May 29th. And there will be a kickball tournament from 10 to 2. We are having a 5K-ish run in the morning. It's not exactly the 3.5 miles. That starts at 8. And then there will be a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. The Chick-fil-A truck will be in Mount Gilead right there all day long. And then there will be bounce houses for the kids. And then so we're just asking the churches if they could donate cases of water. And then anyone who wants to show up and participate in any of the activities or create a kickball team, you're more than welcome, and we would really appreciate that. So, thank you.
Okay, so if any of you can bring cases of water, that's the only thing you need from the churches is water? Okay, cases of water. What's the date again?
Saturday.
So next, this Saturday, so it's coming right up. So yeah, I guess just drop them here at the church and you can pick them up here, okay. So if you got... can do that, fine. If not, why, we'll just Jess and I'll get a bunch of them together and take them down. So, thank you guys. It's been a good morning. Lord bless you. Have an awesome week.